Viewmasters. It's the podcast that we do. Viewmasters. Talk about movies that we view. Viewmasters. My friend Eric and me, Joe. Viewmasters. Hey, let's start the show.
Hey, welcome to the Viewmasters. Episode 350. Can you fucking believe that we've done 350 episodes of this show? The Fate of the Furious. My name is Joe.
My name is Eric.
Hello, Eric.
Hello, Joe.
How are you?
I'm good. Vroom, vroom, Joe.
Vroom, fucking vroom, Eric.
Yeah, I can't believe we've done 350 episodes.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, and technically 450.
450, right.
And some extras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is it?
No.
Okay. Are we quitting?
No, I don't think so.
I hope not.
I'm just reflecting.
Okay. Yeah. Because I like doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I had thought about the fact that this was episode 350.
Yes.
But saying it out loud felt very different.
Made it real?
It did make it real. It did.
Well, congratulations to us.
Yeah, congratulations to us.
Sure.
Oh, the Fate of the Furious.
Yes. Sorry, just to go back to the whole 350 thing.
Sure.
Do you think that there are other podcasts as unknown as us that have lasted this long?
I feel like there have to be thousands.
Probably.
Yeah. We're not doing this for fame.
Nope.
We're not doing this for notoriety.
Nope.
A little fortune would be nice, but, you know,
enough to pay the bills would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like, you know, our regular bills, but just like, you know, like the website costs me money.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff like that would be nice.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, we're doing this because we love it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like making comics.
We could use some new equipment.
Yes.
As I was just discussing.
Yes.
I do just enjoy doing these. Obviously, you know, with you and with my other podcasts, I just like doing them.
Yeah.
Which is odd, because I hate talking.
Right. But this is nice, because you don't have to talk to people that you don't know. Or that you don't want to talk to.
Very true.
Sometimes you're not even talking to anybody at all. You're just talking into the microphone to the anonymous listener.
Yep.
Or Jason.
Mostly Jason at this point. I just pretty much pretend that one's just for Jason.
That's really nice.
And if anyone else wants to listen along, more than welcome.
That almost makes me not want to listen to it, because it's like a special thing that you do just for Jason.
No, please listen to it.
Okay.
Because I have occasionally thrown in a joke that I know only you will get.
Okay. Okay, good to know.
And I know that you've never heard it.
I'm sorry. if it makes you feel any better, I'm 5 or 6 episodes behind on CBB FM as well.
That's fair. I'm like 8 episodes behind on regular Comedy Bang Bang. So,
okay.
Yeah.
The Fate of the Furious.
The Fate of the Furious.
Fast 8.
Nope.
No, I know.
Nope.
I know. This one doesn't even, like, pretend to be fast at all.
Nope. They're just furious.
Yeah.
And no deceiving title cards.
Not this time.
Nope.
Oh, man. This movie sucked. I really disliked this one. Which is a shame, because I love Charlize Theron.
She's not great at this.
They don't give her anything to work with. Like, some of the dialogue that she is forced to deliver here is so bad.
I've said this before about the previous movies, but it really applies to this one. It's nonsense.
Yeah. It is utter nonsense.
But that's it. I like this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this movie sucked and also was super fun. I don't know how both of those things can be true at the same time.
I will agree. I don't like it as much as some of the other ones that we've watched.
Yeah.
I mean, it's anything is better than 3.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
I think this one is better than the first one.
Sure.
But maybe just.
Just.
Yeah.
Was Paul Walker the linchpin holding this franchise together? Did we need Brian O'Connor? And instead we get fucking Scott Eastwood?
Yeah, like halfway through I thought, are they really trying to replace Brian with this guy?
Yeah.
And
as soon as I saw his name in the credits, I was like, oh, that's what they're going to try and do.
It took me a little while to get there, and once that thought hit me, I thought, no, I don't care for this.
Yeah, yeah. He's not part of the family.
Nope, not at all. Not, yeah. They can try to force him in there as much as they want, but no.
He is literally a nobody.
I reject him.
Yeah. Oh man, I would rather have had the two guy couple that make a cameo appearance again. I'd rather have had them back,
yeah,
than to try and shoehorn in Scott fucking Eastwood.
Yeah, yeah.
He just feels out of place.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
yeah. He doesn't mesh with the rest of the crew. He barely meshes with Mr. Nobody.
Not at all. Yeah. I feel like Mr. Nobody openly has contempt for him. Like, look at this fucking idiot.
Yeah. And, message received, Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Right there with you.
Yeah.
Once again, Kurt Russell is our into this universe.
I did almost expect them to reveal that Scott Eastwood was Kurt Russell's son. Otherwise, why is he just tagging along?
Sure.
I guess Mr. Nobody did sort of have a sidekick in the last one.
Yeah, but he was just, like, a regular...
Just military dude.
Yeah, just army grunt, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I did not care for it.
Nope, me neither. He's not good, either.
Yeah.
Yes. But just because your dad's famous... Don't try to do things.
Yeah. Fucking Nepo, baby.
Exactly. Go make your own mark in the world. Go open a Taco Bell franchise.
Yeah! Viewmasters, of course, is sponsored by Taco Bell.
Uh-huh. Another thing that maybe you people could help pay for.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's more likely that the new Lebanon Taco Bell is sponsored by the Viewmasters because we spend money there every week.
Yeah, pretty much. And I live here, so I'm there sometimes multiple times a week.
Yeah.
I live an unhealthy lifestyle. Sometimes I just don't want to cook.
Yeah, I totally get that. Oh, man. This movie made me mad. Dom is a fucking idiot. The idea, after 7 movies, that he would just let himself be blackmailed into doing whatever Cypher wants him to do,
yeah,
without, like, actively putting up some sort of a fight, or having some sort of a backup plan, is mind-boggling to me. And I know he does end up coming up with a backup plan.
Sure.
Halfway through.
Yeah, pretty late in the game.
Why the fuck didn't he tell Letty what was happening? Like, I expected Letty to know.
Right.
Like, even the first time, like, after they steal the EMP thing, and then they all split up, it seems like she knows that he's going off to do something. And nope. Just not at all. Yeah. It was fucking infuriating. It's plot-wise. They're only lying for plot reasons.
Yeah. So, you know, I've seen this before, so yeah. I knew the twist that was coming, the reason that he was blackmailed.
Yeah.
But my remembrance of it was that, you know, and spoilers, as always, was that Cypher showed him the sun.
Yeah.
And that was the linchpin for him, you know, taking this turn.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, just Elena.
Just Elena. We don't get the sun reveal, or we, the audience, get the sun reveal at the exact same time that Dom does.
Right. Yeah, maybe he didn't want to tell Letty he was going off to do something for Elena, because she's his ex.
Possibly.
And he's like, oh, she's going to be real weird about this.
Yeah, yeah. So I got a gripe about the timeline of this movie.
Okay. It is non-existent.
Well, just where it falls into relation with the other films.
Okay.
So I feel like we kind of figured out that Seven, a few years had passed since the end of Six. 2-7.
I think so, yeah. Because the entirety, or most of Tokyo Drift has to take place.
Yeah, but also, you know, Mia and Brian have a kid
right.
who goes to school and is verbal.
Yeah.
Which takes a couple of years.
Yeah, three, four years. Sure. Probably, yeah.
Dom's baby.
Uh-huh.
Is a baby.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe 1 year old at most?
Yeah, at most.
At most.
Oh, I didn't think about this at all. Yeah, so if Elena found out that she was pregnant around the same time that Dom found out Letty was still alive, so that's in Six.
Yes.
So that would be before Mia's baby is born.
Yes.
So those kids should be the same age.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, man. I guess they couldn't have, you know, a 5 or 6 year old running around without a first name.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my god. That's really special. Oh.
Yeah. So that was just what occurred to me during the viewing of this movie.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Cause otherwise I feel like this one takes place not too fairly long after the events of Seven.
It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you do get a street race, though.
I do. I was so glad. It was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was awesome. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
So many cars catch on fire in this one. I kept thinking Ghost Rider.
Yes. I thought of that as well, actually. American Muscle.
Yep. Yeah, so the movie starts off in Cuba, where we meet a member of Dom's family who has never been mentioned.
His cousin... I don't know?
Cousin Toretto.
Oh, right. Cuz.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that Roman doesn't call anyone else Cuz anymore?
I have noticed that.
I have expected him to call somebody Cuz in this one. Because he does whip out a bra at one point.
Yeah. But I would also dare to say that the character of Roman that we knew in 2 is gone.
No, he doesn't exist anymore.
He does not. Right. This is a completely different guy. but also, to that effect, Hobbs never calls anyone woman.
It's true. That surprised me. That did actually surprise me. I mean, he only interacts with maybe two women.
Well, sure.
But he didn't take the opportunity to call either of them woman.
Nope.
Oh. I know that technically Hobbs and Dom interact in this movie, but it was really fun to watch all the ways that they kept Vin Diesel and The Rock away from each other.
Yep. I mean, so Hobbs is in most of the movie because yes. Dom is not with the team.
Yeah, Dom is evil in this one.
Yes. Dark Dom.
I remember seeing trailers for this and how Dom had turned evil or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought that he had been, like, brainwashed or something. But I think that's just Vin Diesel's face. Like, his eyes are empty. There's nothing in there.
I have been thinking a lot in the last couple of weeks about just what a black hole of charisma Dom/Vin are.
Yeah.
And how it is just amazing how many people just are gravitate towards him.
Yeah.
Because he has nothing to give.
Yeah. When Charlize Theron kisses Vin Diesel, it is nothing.
No.
I understand it is supposed to be upsetting.
Sure.
But it is nothing.
He...
It is upsetting to see Vin Diesel kiss someone. That is the way in which it is upsetting.
yeah, he gives nothing, and I feel like she doesn't care.
Right. Yeah.
This is a paycheck movie for Charlize Theron.
100% a paycheck for her. Like, she's like, yeah, I'll wear this terrible hair for the entirety of this movie. How much are you paying me again?
Fuck yeah.
How do they take arguably one of the most beautiful women in the world and do that to her?
I'm not sure.
It's a crime.
Like, I was legitimately questioning, is Charlize Theron just not attractive?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's just this movie.
Yeah. It really is.
there was one part where it's shortly after it's revealed that Dom has a son.
Right.
Who is being held hostage along with Elena. And that is why he is being blackmailed. Charlize, Cypher, yes. Sits next to Dom and, you know, has this conversation with him. Like, she's sort of a monologue, because Vin Diesel is monosyllabic and guttural.
Right.
but she has, like, her eyes, like, she never blinks.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out, like, is she just deciding just to read the words on the page and just collect that paycheck? Or is she trying to make a choice here?
Yeah.
To play, like, just an empty psychopath? And I want to lean towards the former, but I feel like maybe there was a part of her that was like, I'm trying a little bit.
It could be. Yeah.
But the rest of her performance throughout the entire movie is just so blank.
Yeah.
That I have to just feel like she's just in it for the cash.
Yeah. I also feel like her motivation, or like her overall plan, is dumb.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, we come off of Furious 7, and Shaw, who I think is the best villain, like the best 1-2 punch, the Shaw brothers,
yes,
of villains in this series, and And then we come to Cypher, and she's just like, I just want to hold the world accountable.
Right.
Which doesn't really, it doesn't make any sense at all.
No, not a bit.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I mean, sure, the world needs to be held accountable for
it
something.
It absolutely does.
Yeah, but she has, like, no other motivation behind it. She just wants it.
Yeah.
I feel like they're trying to make her sort of like a Joker type thing.
Yeah.
You know, just wants to see the world burn.
Yeah.
But just, I'm not buying any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Shaw, best part of this movie.
100%. This movie comes alive when Jason Statham is on screen.
Yep.
100. If there is a star of this movie, it is Jason Statham.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Like Tyrese is great. Sure, charismatic. Tej and Ramsey are fun. But holy shit. Yeah, Jason Statham is just charisma personified.
Absolutely.
And it's great.
Yeah.
When he is kicking the shit out of all of those people and being cute with a baby at the same time, god damn it.
Yeah.
I fell in love with him.
It was fantastic. It really made me want to watch the Transporter movies again. And also, I got strong shoot 'em up vibes.
Oh, yeah.
I've
never seen that one, no.
But there's Clive Owen plays like a badass who also has to take care of a baby.
Nice.
So multiple gun battles with him, like, carrying a baby around, like, on a Bjorn or something, and just fucking people up.
That's awesome.
It's pretty great.
Is that a Guy Ritchie movie?
No.
No, okay.
I could not tell you who the director of that movie was.
Yeah, I remember it for some reason. I thought it was Guy Ritchie.
Nope.
Yeah, no, it did make me want to watch more Jason Statham movies, for sure.
When he's on, he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also did, I enjoyed the banter between Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
In this, and that has me excited about the spinoff.
Yeah. Coming next week.
Yeah. Is that next week?
That is next week.
I couldn't remember what the timeline was.
Chronologically, that is the next one.
Is that, no, don't tell me, never mind.
Okay. I had to lie to you at one point.
Did you?
While we were watching the movie.
What did you lie to me about?
I told you that Hobbs and Shaw was a prequel movie.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew you were lying.
Okay, all right.
No, that wouldn't... Come on. That's a buddy movie. And they weren't buddies before this movie.
Okay, a sidequel.
Okay.
Took place between Scene 1 and Scene 2. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Sort of like Tokyo Drift was.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Hey, I know you guys are in the middle of this big mission with Cypher, but I need you to go over here and do this other thing with Idriselva first, okay?
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's why Hobbs can, logically and legitimately retire at the end of this movie.
That makes sense. That does make sense. Oh, it's not fun to watch The Rock do anything.
The scene where he is introduced in this movie.
Yeah.
Coaching his daughter's soccer team.
Yeah.
Was among the most painful things I've seen in this series so far.
It was excruciating.
Yeah.
Sorry, it took me a second to figure out, like, I had the word, but there was a better word. And yeah, it was really painful.
I enjoyed the fact that the listener can't see what happened, but you did do the Rock eyebrow raise.
Did I? I thought I smelled someone cooking. But no, it was just words.
It was your brain cooking.
And it was my brain cooking. That's true. Thank you. Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's just like, and the fight sequences with him, like, it's not fun, because he just is a beast.
Yeah.
And like, is that supposed to be fun, to see him just, like, take zero damage and just fuck everyone up in his path? just with brute strength. Right. Like, at least when Shaw does it, it's stylish and it looks cool.
It's stylish. He's lithe. He's quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rock is just plowing through people. He gets, I mean, it's rubber bullets, but he gets shot point blank.
Yeah.
Like 5 times in a row and just doesn't react.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not good in this.
He breaks his shackles.
Yeah.
In the scene where he meets little nobody. Like they're nothing.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
Yep. It lifts him.
Yeah.
Like he's nothing. Not only just lifts him, but turns him sideways.
Yeah.
Which is incredibly hard to do.
Yeah.
Not that I have any experience doing that.
Because I would imagine.
Why would I do that to anybody?
But yeah, it's just, it's not fun to watch him do anything.
No. Like, there could be something to be said, and maybe we'll see this in the next movie, but, you know, to have the contrast of a Hobbs and Shaw, you know, fighting together or against each other.
Yeah.
But at least here, it was just, yeah, it just wasn't exciting at all.
Yeah, I think the problem is, I guess it's the John McClane model of hero, where they can be hurt and there are stakes. And there are no stakes when The Rock is on screen.
No.
Because he is not going to ever be hurt. Like he was, he took a bomb blast in the last movie, and I feel like he was probably like, fuck that. Hobbs is never going to be hurt again.
I mean, none of them get hurt, though, anymore.
It's true. You're absolutely right. Yeah. They're all in horrific car accidents over the course of the movie.
Yeah.
And everyone just gets up and walks away.
Yeah. They have all become invincible.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it's not great. Yeah, there's a lot to be said for the John McClane action hero.
Yeah.
And honestly, the closest we get to that, even though he winds up being totally fine, is Shaw.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. the Helen Mirren being in this movie, like, I feel like I remembered as soon as I saw her that she was in these movies, but it was still just like, what the fuck? What is Helen Mirren doing here? And then as soon as she spoke, I was like, she's Shaw's mom?
Yep.
But that was delightful. Her two scenes were wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everything involving Shaw was just the highlight of this movie.
Yeah.
And then everything else was just kind of okay.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely the weakest of the bunch since they started deciding to go ridiculous.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, the weakest one since 3, for sure.
Yeah.
It did make me think of what I think is a pretty good joke, though. This is the movie where we finally get Dom versus Sub. Been waiting for it since the series started. And I can't believe it took this long to get there. But I'm so glad. Oh, thank you. 350 episodes.
I mean, you know what? I'm okay quitting right now. Bravo.
Thank you. Now that, why did the submarine sequence suck? Why was that bad? That feels like it should be exciting.
No, which part of the submarine sequence?
All of it.
Just, like it being underwater and
I'm mostly thinking of it being underwater and them driving across the ice and...
Yeah, because... Yeah.
It's boring.
It's boring. You don't see it, you know, enough to really feel like any kind of danger from it.
They're heading for some sort of... What? Some sort of canal or some sort of port or something?
A lock, yeah.
Yeah, but we never, like...
They never get there.
Nope. They never show... Like, there's not even... Like, it wouldn't... Like, if Mr. Nobody had been off screen watching them as little blips on a map with, like, oh, the lock is at the far right of the little screen and you can see how close they were or whatever, I feel like that would have helped a lot.
Also, because they're in the Arctic Russia.
Yeah.
And there's nothing around them.
Yeah.
You know, just ice and other cars. Like, yeah, there just feels like there's no real immediate danger to be worried about.
Cypher's not even there.
No, yeah, she's on a plane.
I completely forgot that she wasn't on the sub.
Same.
And when the sub exploded, I was like, oh shit, well, I mean, I know she's in future movies, so she gets away somehow. But then it cuts to her just on the plane, like, tacking on her computer or whatever. I was like, what the fuck?
Yep. Yeah, I totally forgot that, too. I 100% thought she was on the sub.
Yeah.
We never see her get on the sub.
Right, no, that's purely brain damage on both of our parts.
To be fair, we had just watched The Fate of the Furious.
Right. And eaten a bunch of Taco Bell. But yeah, there were multiple points where there were just like confusing edits I think you're thinking of the one I'm thinking of. Like everyone, all of the gang minus Dom are like in the DSS or whatever, secret headquarters, talking about something, and they're talking about Cypher, and then I swear there's a noise like a door opening, everyone turns to look, and then cut to the plane, and Cypher walks in to a different room. And is talking to Dom, and it was so fucking confusing.
It was real bad.
Yeah.
Just real bad editing, you know, and I guess, blame the director even? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
The director of this movie was F. Gary Gray.
Okay.
So, new director.
Yeah.
Although he you know, I looked at his IMDb, he directed Friday.
Okay.
He directed the movie that we were initially going to kick off this version of the Viewmasters with.
Negotiator?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So he's done some action movies. A lot of music videos. But even directed Vin Diesel in a movie, A Man Apart.
Okay.
Which I've never seen.
Yeah.
Man, no real.
Why would I?
Yeah. but overall, like this just doesn't even have like the Justin Lin touch. You know?
Yeah. And there's just there's miscellaneous slow motion tossed in for no apparent reason.
No reason. It's like when they start doing it. It feels like it's almost all of the ice chase.
Yeah.
But never introduced, at any other point as a stylistic choice.
Yeah.
Which, probably would have helped,
There's maybe one other slow motion shot that I can think of, and it's when Cypher and her team start ghosting the cars in New York, the first car drives out of, a 5-5th story
parking floor garage.
Or whatever, I think you see it sort of fall in slow motion a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
But yeah, otherwise, yeah, it was. It didn't feel like it fit.
No. This movie's kind of a mess.
Yeah. But fuck, that car ghosting sequence is fucking great. Like, honestly, if that was the movie, this is the best one of the series. When a horde of cars go poorly drifting around a corner, and I cackled.
It was
so cool.
It was really cool. I'll give it that.
And just knowing that, all of these cars are empty.
Yep.
So, they're all crashing into each other and stuff, and it doesn't matter. That's vehicular carnage that I can get behind.
you do like to point out whenever somebody clearly has died.
There was a point where one of the ghosted cars, like, drove out in front of a motorcycle cop.
Yeah.
And, like, you see the cop flip off of his motorcycle and, like, land head first on the hood of the car.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, that guy totally died.
Yeah.
The body counts of these movies has risen exponentially over the course of the series.
Yeah. And yet still, amazingly, no one dies, because the other Shaw brother comes back, too.
Right. Yeah.
He's fine.
He was in the hospital.
He was in the hospital the last time, but yeah, apparently he's totally recovered, though.
Yeah.
Enough to pilot a jetpack into a moving plane.
Yeah, hold that. I didn't realize that they had Cobra-style jetpacks. I got serious G.I. Joe vibes from the crew in this movie.
Yes, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Even during the ice chase when snowmobiles got involved.
Yes.
It was just like, snow job.
Well, and they've all got different style cars.
Yep.
And they're all different colors.
I think Tej even drives a Hiss tank.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And Roman, being Roman, he's out of place. He's driving Matt Tracker's car from Mask.
That's right. Yeah. Why didn't it turn into a plane? That's probably in the next one. Yeah. Yeah, there's good stuff in this. It's just a turd overall.
It is not as good as its parts are.
Yeah. Too much The Rock.
A little bit, yeah.
I thought Vin Diesel was okay in this. Like, he's actually given, like,
emotions.
Emotion, yeah. Like we see him, I feel like we see him get mad.
Yeah.
For maybe the first time in the series. Like, actually mad.
Right.
And that was shocking to me, but also it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I can get behind this.
Yeah, I feel like he probably got mad in a couple of the other ones.
He probably did, but it didn't strike me the way that it did in this one.
No, yeah. You know, almost unwarranted, I feel.
I mean, it's just a wiener.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a baby that, who knows, maybe is not even really yours.
I mean, if you think about the timeline.
It was just like, Dom's not very smart. I could probably tell him that this is his.
Yeah.
Oh, what if it was actually Hobbs's? He'd be so mad. Vin Diesel would be mad, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Dom, he doesn't care.
No, yeah.
The part when Dom drives Hobbs off the road, and then there's the shot of Hobbs in the upside-down car, and Dom walks up and steals the EMP device, and we never see Dom's face. That made me laugh, just, like, internally. It's like, yeah, Vin Diesel's not there.
No. Even at the end, when they have their barbecue.
Yeah.
Never seeing them in the same shot.
There was one right when Shaw arrived.
Okay.
But it looks like Vin Diesel had been CG'd in the far background. Like, they're on opposite ends of the rooftop. Oh, man. Oof.
Yeah, you know, I've relatively enjoyed The Rock in these, but there was just far too much of them.
Yeah.
And it's only because they don't get along. And they were separated as characters throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yes. I never thought I would say this, but I wanted to see more of Vin Diesel.
It was weird, right? Or yeah. I wanted to see more of Vin Diesel with the crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, The Rock is not the crew's leader.
He is not.
No. It was just strange to have him there in that role.
I almost wonder, you know, if there was a... Vin Diesel was, like, maybe threatening to quit, and they were testing out to see how well The Rock would do mixing with all this.
Yeah.
Which, not well.
Yeah, definitely not well. Oh, boy.
But that's just my own theory, and probably unfounded.
I don't know. I mean, it could be. Anything's possible.
I mean, these are all pretty much powered through by the sheer will of Vin Diesel at this point.
That's true.
And the billions of dollars that they make.
There's that as well.
Yes.
Can I just say again real quick? Dom versus Sup. Sorry, I just thought of it again.
Yep, it's fine.
It tickles me. I almost, while we were watching the movie, was like, I just thought of a great joke, don't let me forget.
I'm glad you didn't.
Me too.
The surprise of it was really nice.
It was nice. Oh, man. Yeah, I missed Brian.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
There's this sort of sideways reference to him.
Yeah.
Like, Brian would know what to do. No, we can't call him.
Yep.
We promised to leave them out of this. It made me feel bad for Jordana Brewster. Like, if she's just completely written out of the series now. By virtue of being tied to Brian.
That's the breaks.
Big, I guess so, yeah. I mean, it freed her up to do those commercials for the General.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. Those Fast and Furious tinged commercials. I hope she gets her payment in on time.
I hope so. I hope she's at least getting free, full coverage.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Her and Shaq.
Oh, and then as soon as they said the baby did not have a first name, I was like, oh, his name's going to be Brian.
Yep.
Yeah. There's nothing else that makes any sense. Unless Deckard Shaw actually does, like, sacrifice himself, and they name the baby Deckard.
They should have named him Paul.
Yeah. I agree.
If they're gonna be meta,
If
they're gonna do the tribute, because in this universe, Brian is still alive.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't name his kid Dom.
Right.
You know. I have no idea what he named his
kid. I don't remember.
Nope.
What if his name is Paul? Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're right, yeah. I mean, I guess I can see, like, oh, he's named after his uncle.
Right,
whatever.
Yeah,
but I think if you're going to do a tribute, go all the way with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's kind of a stinker.
It really is.
But man, that car ghosting sequence. I will watch that again for sure if I see that on TV.
Sure. I did like Finn's portrayal of Jason Voorhees.
Yes.
To go back to our other franchise we've covered.
That was legitimately fucking terrifying. Like, he comes in like the fucking Winter Soldier with a Jason Voorhees mask and a giant circular saw and a fucking tactical shield. Like, okay.
I enjoyed that.
I loved that.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
But that was all part of the ghosting scene.
Right. Yeah.
The giant Blues Brother-esque car pile up.
The fact that the cars just kept falling out of the sky. And just kept falling and kept falling. It was perfect.
Yeah. I did have to think, though. It felt like there could have been an easier way to do all of this.
I mean, probably.
It felt needlessly complicated.
Probably. Yeah. But why not?
Sure. I mean, I'm here for it. I remembered liking this movie a lot more than I did on this rewatch. But
yeah,
it's probably because we've seen all the other ones in quick succession.
Yeah.
Although, you know, first time I watched it, you know, it was probably at least a week between. So, I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah. different place, different moods.
Yeah. Oof.
Talking with you about it also helps me think a little more critically about him, I think.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, I knew that Cypher returns. I'm looking forward to having her back, and hopefully let's give Charlize better material to work with.
Yeah, worked for Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Who kind of gets sidelined in this one a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
I feel like the crew as a whole doesn't get a ton to do.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah, like Ramsey, the new addition, she doesn't do much. Tej is just there to kind of support her.
Yeah.
Roman is just Roman. Gets off a couple of funny lines.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot more emphasis on The Rock and introducing Scott Eastwood.
Yeah. And on Shaw.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yep, yeah, totally fine.
Let's do it. I'm so psyched to watch a full movie of Jason Statham as Shaw.
Yeah.
In the lead.
Because at least at this point, the rumor is that there's going to be another Fast and Furious Presents, but it's Hobbs and Reyes.
Okay.
So I feel like maybe, hopefully, they'll just give Shaw his own movie.
That'd be awesome.
I would totally just watch Shaw.
Yeah, or the Shaw Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see Luke Evans get some due.
Or
the Shaw family.
Han and Shaw.
Ooh.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
I know a thing that's coming.
Yep.
Who's Reyes?
You don't know
which,
a thing that's coming.
Which one is Reyes?
You'll find that.
Okay.
to be fair, I had to look that up.
Okay.
And found out that, oh, it's that guy. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Doesn't sound. Is it Letty? What a weird movie that would be.
It would be so weird.
Hobbs and Letty.
I'd watch it. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I got nothing else on this one.
Yeah, not really. Yeah, the stakes of it feel just kind of empty. And, yeah, it's just it's fun.
Yeah.
It moved quickly enough.
Yeah.
You know. It's weird. There's for like the last three or so, you know, I've always presented to you the extended cut.
Yeah.
And you always say no. Not an option with this one.
Yeah.
There is an extended cut.
Oh, okay.
You had to download it.
What?
It was a download only.
Shut up.
Yep. At least on the Blu-ray.
That's stupid.
Yep. So yeah, not included on the Blu-ray.
Hmm. Do you know what's extended about it?
No idea.
Okay.
It just says extended director's cut.
Gotcha.
Maybe it makes it make more sense?
Maybe?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Does it...
It's longer.
Does it remove Cypher's line, why live a quarter mile at a time when you could live your whole life that way? A line that makes no sense.
None whatsoever.
He already lives his whole life that way.
Yeah. You said it out loud, but I was thinking it when you did. It's like, that line, just, what does that mean?
When I said what?
Yeah. It means nothing.
Yeah. It is sheer nonsense.
Yeah.
And that makes me believe that she's just reading lines for a paycheck.
Yeah.
And not actually trying anything.
No, that is fair. But also, you know, that's on the screenwriter, too.
It's true, absolutely.
Yeah, and like, all the last four or five movies have all been written by the same person.
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck happened here?
Maybe he's just losing steam.
Could be.
Yeah, let's get some fresh blood in there for the next one. For
sure. I don't think we do.
Probably not.
Justin Lin comes back for the ninth.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's do it.
But like I said, our next one is Hobbs and Shaw, and that one is David Leitch.
Okay.
Who directed the John Wick movies?
Gotcha.
I think Deadpool 2.
Nice.
So, yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah. Fate of the Furious.
Yeah.
It's the, better than 1 and 3.
It's the 8th movie in the series.
It is the 8th movie in this series.
We may have reached the point of diminishing returns.
Quite possible. Again, I remember liking all of these when I watched them.
Yeah. But,
you know. Of course, now we're at the point where I did have to actually wait for them to be released.
Okay.
So years would pass before seeing, you know, the next couple.
Gotcha. All right, that's interesting.
Yeah. So it is our 350th episode.
Yeah.
We wanted to have a special guest on, but he couldn't make it. But we both thought that you had actually suggested it initially, and I agreed 100%. We both thought it would have been fun to have a guest on who had never seen any of these to bring them in on the 8th movie.
Right.
I feel like he probably would have loved this, though.
I think he would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He definitely wouldn't have had the same complaints that we do, because I feel like all of our complaints are just in comparison to the previous movies.
It's true. Definitely. Yeah. No, I think he absolutely would have loved this.
But, you know, maybe for a future one here.
Yeah, we'll get Paul Walker on here at some point. He would have loved this one.
He probably would have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And apparently would have made everything work. Somehow.
I feel like he would have.
The worst actor in the bunch.
He would have known what to do. He would have known what to do.
He would have. God damn it. Also, this movie needed more Kurt Russell.
It did, definitely. Okay. Yeah.
Scottish.
Oh boy, is anything making you happy this week, sir?
Don't know.
Read any good comics? Listen to any good podcasts? Watch any good movies? Have a good nap? Aww.
Come back to me.
Okay. my thing actually arrived in the mail today.
Okay.
I got the first two figures in the Comedy Bang Bang action figure series. That's Scott Aukerman and J.W. Stillwater. I am debating whether or not I should open them. Because they're pretty awesome. Sure. Just packaged. But that makes me very, very happy that now I can have the figures to play along with while I listen to the podcast.
Well, that's awesome, and that also just means you should buy a second of each.
That's probably true.
So you open one and keep the other in the package.
That's a good point.
Just like every good nerd collector.
They are $30 each.
Jesus Christ.
Which is very pricey for a 3¾-inch figure. but I had to have them.
I feel like seeing them online, they're like the little reaction figures, right?
Exactly, yeah. Okay, they're like vintage Star Wars scale,
yeah.
G.I. Joe's. Yeah, smaller than a Superpowers figure.
Yep.
I don't actually have any other figures in that scale, except for maybe like a Chewbacca. So I'll have to figure out who to display them with.
Well, you know, Chewbacca's got, a connection to Comedy Bang Bang.
Does he?
Yeah.
Has he been on?
He has not been on, but Scott Aukerman and former guest Cake Boss have discussed Chewbacca at length. And the fact that when Cake Boss goes into one of his trances, he is able to communicate with the dead of real or fictional characters. And Chewbacca had died in one of the non-canonical books.
Oh my god. No more.
Oh
couldn't breathe there for a minute. Oh, holy shit. Okay. What's making you happy, Eric? Bring us home.
Oh, that exchange. That did it for me.
Holy shit. Oh my god. Whew. That took it out of me. That both brought me to life and made me very tired. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that little tidbit.
But
I always forget that Buddy Velastro has the gift of the second shite.
Yep. I feel like we haven't heard from him in a while.
We haven't. It's a shame.
It is a shame.
Oh, boy. On that note, vroom vroom, Eric.
Vroom vroom, Joe. Next week is Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Excellent. And until then, why live your life a quarter mile at a time when you can live your entire life that way? Is that what it was? I don't know. Keep living your lives a quarter mile at a time, listeners. Good night.
Thank you for listening to The Viewmasters. You can subscribe to the show directly at our websites, view.guttertrash.net, or on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Visit our website at view.guttertrash.net for information about our Twitter and Instagram. Once again, thank you for listening to The Viewmasters. We'll see you next time.